Hello and welcome to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio, your community radio station.
The radio
show for the psychedelically inclined, presented by me, L, for your listening pleasure. It's a continuous mix of blistering psychedelia, acid folk, and on tonight's show, I'll be
introducing an element of hauntology into the proceedings, a musical genre that takes as its starting point forgotten childhood memories, television shows and public information films from the 1970s, and then turns them into something weird and evocative. You can find out more about that sort of thing by checking out the Mind Decoder blog site at waihikiradio.org.nz, where I've also prepared a little bit of information about all of the acts on tonight's
show to enhance your experience of Mind Decoder. And on tonight's show, I have music by Pink Floyd, The Factory, The Rolling
Stones, Spaceman 3, The Owl Service, Shirley Collins, Thurston Moore, Tame Impala, and The Moonwiring Club, to name just nine.
Mixed and fixed in a kaleidoscopic fashion
by my good self.
I'll be popping up halfway through the show to check in on you and give you a track listing, but for now, I invite you to dim the lights, light a candle, take the phone off the hook, do something expansive. You're listening to Mind Decoder. Please enjoy your trip.
like marmalade. Marmalade, I like marmalade. Yes, porridge is nice. Any cereal, I like all cereal. Yes, porridge is nice. Oh, God.
There are lots of tunes which have got fairy in the title. They're the fairy reels and the fairy jigs and the king of fairies, these sort of things. And we were listening to a tape the other day of some of these fairy tunes. It was played by a fiddler from County Antrim called Terence McShane, and he was explaining how he thought some of the tunes got their names. And apparently when he was a young lad, he used to go across the other side of his village to someone called Paddy the Handyman. He used to go across there during the day and sort of sneak off school to smoke a pipe. And one day he was talking to Paddy about fairy reels and fairy jigs, and asked if Paddy had ever seen any fairies, in fact. And Paddy said that he hadn't, but his grandfather had seen the little people. And he went on to tell the story how apparently his grandfather, was coming home one night on Halloween. He'd been digging the potatoes. He was walking up the side of the hill, and he heard this music, and he looked around and saw a rock. And he crept up on the rock and looked round it, and there were three of the little people dancing. And on a stone next to them was a sort of fiddler, a fairy fiddler, sitting there. And this is the jig he was playing.
Bye. You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Spells.
So I have one more good spell to cast to blot out all your naughty spells.
And what will you cast? What will you do with your...
I'm going to make you good. But that's easy.
That's not easy. You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can.
Try.
I will say my magic words and drink the magic potion. Helena Perons. Helena Venus.
You call those magic words? They wouldn't even turn a tadpole into a frog.
Ah, but they would turn a frog into a good man.
No.
And you're a frog.
A frog?
That's how I see you.
Not a
just
frog.
Like a frog.
No.
Do you feel any change?
Change? My feet. They're called web.
I cast the wrong spell. I changed you into a frog.
The wrong spell? Frog?
Oh, stop jumping up and down.
I can't help it.
Come back. Dance, frog.
Well, I could hop.
Let's.
I've had enough of this.
Oh, I remember the words. Cicero de Devinton.
My feet! They're normal again. You bad wizard.
I'm not a bad wizard. I'm a good wizard.
You're not a good wizard anymore. You're a bad wizard. Changing me into a frog like that? You wait. Let me think. Magic words.
Oh, no.
Raza. Hoot. Bon. Kipto.
Oh. Oh. I'm changing into a lizard. Oh, change me back, please.
No.
Please.
You can crawl about them and see how you like it.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. Please.
I seem to have forgot the words.
Another land, where the breeze and the trees and the flowers bloom. I stood out your hand, and the grass grew high, and the feathers floated by. I stood out your hand, and nobody else's hand will ever do. Nobody else will do.
Then I
and the sea and the sky and the castles were blue. I stood out your hand, and the spray flew high, and the feathers floated by. I stood and held your hand, and nobody else's hand will ever do. Nobody else will do.
I open my eyes.
Listening to Mind Decoder.
Thank you. Kingsley Mole sat high on a windy knoll, his eyes consuming the silent midnight woods. He nuzzled his long, moly snout deep inside the heart of a marigold and let his molish imagination skip to and fro over sunken galleons and pirate pictures of rusted doubloons and deep-water cabins stacked to the brim with musty muskets and goldfish gauntlets once worn by Henry Morgan. The lark awoke and doffed its plumed three-cornered hat to its own sleepy eyed. Then it hopped past the crested nest of the snoring cuckoo and flew off into the larnel lark for friend Mole. Mole was on a marigold come-down and sulkily scraped bluebeat rhythms with his ground-digging paw. "Yes," he whispered, "me and Lye are going a-questing for the lily pond of foxnecks. Lyle'll know all the mapping, Jen." So the mole, kneeling on the soft soil, said a morning prayer to Ra, not even caring if he dirtied his yellow Rupert trousers, because his molish mind knew that praying was special.
time when you could find her just by staring at the sky. A perfect stranger out of nowhere, nothing to do, nothing to hide. And he disappears today. Where he goes, he cannot say. The silver rain is on the sea. You lost your lover.
Yes.
Soda, derangement, disunion, jumble, mix up.
The smell became evident, and I realized, gentlemen, a fourth part.
Yes. Soused herring.
I drink two. I call mine, yeah? So I say, this soy. Everybody say, Umbe. When? What happened? I say, yes, what happened? Yes. Like I'm confused.
Mine.
End of part one. Intermission.
You're listening to Mind Decoder here on Waihiki Radio, presented by me, L, and I thought I'd introduce a little break here, halfway through the show, just in case,
and this is entirely likely, that you'd heard something you liked, or at the very least found intriguing and wondered what it was. I just concluded part one of the show with The
Charlatans and the track Opportunity from their debut album Some Frenzy from 1990, which to some of you, I suppose, sounds as long ago to you as the 1960s does to me, if you know what I mean. But let's go back to the beginning of the show, where after some playfulness, everything finally got underway with Alan's Psychedelic Breakfast from Pink Floyd's Atom Heart Mother. Now, fans of the album, which no longer seems to include Pink Floyd themselves, will know the track is split into three segments and concerns the words and thoughts of then-roadie Alan Stiles as he prepares,
discusses, and then eats the breakfast in question. That was part one, otherwise known as Rise and Shine, in which Alan puts the kettle on.
I followed that with a psychedelic classic, A Path Through the Forest by The Factory, a killer single released in 1968. But this being Mind Decoder, I played the recently discovered version with extra effects that were withheld from the original release by the record company in the hope it would make the single more commercial.
It didn't, but like many of the records I play on Mind Decoder, it's now considered a classic of its kind. From there, I played a little something by the entirely fictitious D.D. Denham called Chip to Shore from the album Electronic Music in the Classroom, and I then played The Merchants of Dream and The Strange Night Voyage of Peter Pan from their 1968 psychedelic retelling of the Peter Pan story Strange Night Voyage. And if you want to know a little bit more about that track or D.D. Denham or any of the acts on tonight's show, do check out the Mind Decoder blog site at waihikiradio.org.nz, where I've prepared a few notes about all of the music I'm playing this evening. For example, you'll find out about The Good Wizard
Meets the Naughty Wizard by the Aquarian Age, and how Bill Wyman came to write and record In Another Land from the Stones' Their Satanic Majesty's Request. Although I understand it's because the rest of the band were too off their faces to find their way to the studio that day. I followed that with The Bellberry Polly and a track called In Pan's Garden from his debut album The Owl's Map, and then played Night Falls on Summer's End by The Owl Service before playing a little something you may have recognised by Lone Pigeon called King
Creosote's Wine Glass Symphony. No? Well, that was the bit of music that eventually became Dry the Rain by the Beta Band, Lone Pigeon being the moniker for Gordon Anderson, who wrote the band's finest moment before ill health forced him to retire from the music business for several years. You can find that recording on his debut album of unreleased and unrealised Noodlin's Concubine Rice,
which came out in 2002. I played an ethereal noodling from San Francisco shaman Glenn Donaldson called Leaffish, released under the moniker The Bird Tree from his album Orchards and Caravans. And then it was back to Alan's Psychedelic Breakfast, part two, Sunny Side Up, in which our stalwart roadie knocks himself up some fried eggs and a cup of tea. I played In Silver Rain with a Paper Key from Sonic Youth frontman Thurston Moore from his album Demolished Thoughts, released in 2011 and produced by Beck. And in a show replete with musical vignettes of a hauntological nature, I played two tracks by the Moonwiring Club at the same time, The Victorian Butterboat and Queen Speaks, from the excellently named A Spare Tabby at the Cat's Wedding, before arriving at the Charlatans with Opportunity. So that's part one of the show, and there's plenty more to come, including tracks by Liquid Sound Company, a rather fine remix by the Time and Space Machine of Tame Impala's Solitude is Bliss, plus music from the Telescope, Spaceman 3, and the Incredible String Band. This is Mind Decoder on Waihiki Radio, and my name's L, with you for another 50 minutes or so. Don't go to bed just yet.
You're listening to Waihiki Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission, part two.
Thank you. be reborn.
We all dream, but do we really dream?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, but do we really dream?
Yeah, we do. What's your point?
Mind decoder.
We all die, but do we really die?
What is that?
Never stop questioning the nature of reality.
I know you're questioning the nature of reality, but are you really questioning it?
Now you're getting it.
I am getting it. But am I really getting it?
That's enough now.
It is enough. But is it really enough?
Thank you.
listening to Mind Decoder. Coder.
Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus, Mahanagari Express is arriving shortly on platform number 5. Kripaya dhyan dijiye 1094 up Varanasi, Mumbai Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus, Mahanagari Express kuch hi samay mein platform kramank 1 par aa rahi hai. Kripaya dhyan dijiye
Thank you. your mind.
Mind
decoding.
Mind decoding.
Mind decoding.
Mind decoding.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Mind Decoder.
On Waiheke Radio.
On Waiheke Radio.
as I was a-walking one morning in spring, to see the green fields, hear the collie-bird sing, I met a young lady a-making a moan. Oh, I am a stranger and a long way from home. I came from sweet England with mother and dad. We thought in America all might be had, of gold and silver and riches galore, and never need hunger in poverty more. But alas for sweet England, my father is dead, and mother can earn but a little for bread. And I weep as I gaze o'er the far distant main, for a fine ship to take me to England again. I've an aunt in the country, she lives all alone. She'd welcome and love me as I were her own. I'd nurse her in sickness and tend her in pain, and thank God I was back in sweet England again. And it's so to be back in sweet England again.
Oh, I've got a terrible panic when I work, it hurts me. You know what I mean, John?
Well, he's sort of, when driving on the road, he had a sleep. Sort of, gets ready for the gig. When driving on the road, he had a sleep.
I don't know.
Gets ready for the gig. When driving on the road, he had a sleep. I've got all the electrical stuff. I can't bother with that. It's seven people. I don't know. Blank.
Mind,
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 mind.
His house is full of flower pots.
I see a cat walking behind a coffin now, walking up the stairs.
His house is full of flower pots.
Well, whatever ails him, he remembers his clocks.
I thought of that. Choose one, conceal the paper.
Stop messing about with the speed.
Indeed. indeed, but too late for the likes of me, though, I'm afraid. The button stuck. Still, it's Pierre Gugliucci on the stops in. My name's
Earl, and you've been listening to My Decoder here on Waiheke Radio. And I do hope you've enjoyed the show. I know I have. So before you go to bed, let's just go over what you were listening to for the last 50 minutes or so. I started part two of the show with a track from the album Exploring the Psychedelic
by Liquid Sound Company called Mesmerizing Eyes that came out in 1996. And followed that with a fairly mind-bending remix of Tame Impala's Solitude is Bliss by Richard Norris of the Time and Space Machine, before floating off into a few ambient diversions by Wax Audio and Alan Black. You can find out who, what, and in the case of Wax Audio, where, by checking out the Mind Decoder blog site at waihikiradio.org.nz. And then I played All the Dreams by Creation Also Rans, the Telescopes, of whom I was always a big fan, before you heard the epic Starship by the Spaceman 3 from their brilliantly realised Transparent
Radiation EP, which literally changed the whole way I experience music. First time I heard that back in 1987. And from there, another artist who changed the way I experience music, the legendary
Shirley Collins, with Sweet England from her debut album of the same name, released in 1958.
From there, we concluded Alan's psychedelic breakfast with Morning Glory, and off he goes for another hard day's Rodian for Pink Floyd. I played Air by the Incredible String Band, and finally, another hauntological offering from the Moonwiring Club called House of Tricks.
And that was Mind Decoder for another week. Don't forget, there's a podcast of the show if you have any desire to listen to it again or you want to otherwise save it for a rainy day. And you can find that at waihikiradio.org.nz. But I'll be back next week with another tripped out show for any psychedelic needs you may have that remain
unmet. My name's
L. You can catch me on The Breakfast Show this Saturday morning with me old mate Simon. But until then,
the movie time just coming up to 11 o'clock.
Thanks for listening. And good night.
Waiheke Radio.